Welcome to the Backend Engineering Show with your host, Hussein Nasser. This is the show where we discuss the art and the craft of building software and cover recent news on backend technologies. If you enjoy the show, make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel and rate it on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. With that said, let's get on the show.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
So much news, so little time. Guys, this might be the first database that I'm aware of, at least, that implements natively gRPC. So if you don't know gRPC, and I talked about gRPC right here, guys, gRPC is a protocol that is built by Google on top of the HTTP2 to support multiplexing to become language neutral, so that it converts anything. It builds essentially the necessary construct to communicate with the other party without you having to worry about a client, right? Because that's one of the worst thing, right? If I want to communicate in a specific protocol, I need to understand the language of that protocol, whether that's HTTP, HTTP2, whether that's your custom protocol, XMPP, Postgres protocol. Yes, Postgres have a protocol. Redis, all of these have some on-wire protocol semantics. And building a client that understand how to talk that protocol is absolutely difficult, especially when you start upgrading. So this database solve this problem. It's called Event Store. So they are based on event sourcing, which is something very, very new and very, very interesting. And it's something that's coming into the databases, right? Kafka kind of started it with an idea of having and storing events and storing instead of storing states, right? Like instead of storing that, hey, the current order is $1,000. No, you store the events that led to that $1,000, right? Oh, maybe you bought this, and then you deleted this, and then you created this, and then at the end, you calculate these changes based on that. Different topic for a different day, but guys, this is interesting. I've been praising this thing for a long time. Not the idea of gRPC on top of databases per se, but the idea of multiplexing, multiple queries, multiple transactions, multiple requests into the same connection. Let's talk about this. Let's read the news. The core product now includes gRPC as the default communication protocol to Event Store DB for both client-server and server-server communication for this case. In addition to existing client Java and .NET, they are adding Node.js, Go, Rust, and Haskell. And now it's very easy, right? Because gRPC allow you, the protocol itself, you can just do a proto buff because it's built on protocol buffers, right? You can just create a proto file and compile that protofile into a language that has essentially the necessary structures to talk in that proto format, which is very, very powerful. Event Store DB is framework independent. That's their selling point now, right? They're selling it. They said, hey, any language you want, you can talk to our database. You don't have to worry about installing specific libraries or worrying about upgrading that thing. They just embrace gRPC. Very, very interesting. They have versioning numbering strategy. So if you want to do optimistic concurrency control, that's very interesting. The addition of gRPC support is undoubtedly the most fundamental change to the core platform. By making it the default network communication for both client-server and server-server communication, that, when I say server-server, that means between the clusters that they have, event source, the database itself, they talk in gRPC. Very, very powerful, guys. Because they don't mention this at all in this article, but one of the most powerful things in gRPC is multiplexing. This has significantly expanded the possibility of extending the platform, especially for multi-language support. So that's what they focus on. Oh, multi-language. No mention of beautiful multiplexing. Okay. Now let's talk about the problem. Oh, obviously, certificates and security comes by default with HTTP2, which is built, which is what gRPC is built on top of them. They talk about these, which is a very good step. But what I want to talk about here is, guys, the idea of having gRPC as a protocol in the back end, specifically with your databases. What problems do we have today, guys? All right, guys. So what problem do we have today? If I have a beautiful database here, and excuse my terrible drawing here. So I have a database here and I have a backend application, right? That's my backend application. Could be Node, could be anything else, could be Go, right? And then client here, your beautiful client sits here and then makes a request. And you have another client here, right? That makes a request. And then you have another client here. That makes a request. Boof, right? So all these requests from different clients need to come to Node, and Node on the back end will, if necessary, talk to the database, right? So a naive implementation will be to establish for each client, establish a dedicated connection, right? TCP connection on the back end between Node and the database. That does not scale, right? That does not scale at all, because what if you have 1,000 users, you're going to create 1,000 database connections. That's just dumb, right? So what do? We invented the idea of connection pooling. So we said, okay, let's create one connection, 3, 4, 7, 10, 20. And then we're going to call it a pool. This is a pool of connections. So if you, as a client, made a request to Node, I'm going to reserve one connection, execute the query, and get back a result, right? And then return that connection back to the pool, right? And if all of the connections are busy, those clients have to wait. You might say, Hussein, why are we doing this? Why can't we use one connection for everything? Let's just execute all of them. Bad idea. I talked about why nobody should do this. And here's why. It could be very dangerous to use a single connection for multiple clients because the order and the head of line blocking that the database to the database, this single connection belongs to one client, which is Node.js, if you have one connection, right? But now you're using it to simulate multiple clients, right? So now if you get, how does Node know that, oh, if I get a response from the first query, that belongs to the first client. And if I get a second, it belongs to the second. There is no way to guarantee that. It's very, very hard, especially if there is proxies in the middle here, right? If you have proxies, dude, that's just the worst. There's no way you can guarantee this order. And that's what the problem we have in HTTP1, right? I don't want to make this video longer than that, but the idea here is to introduce multiplexing, right? Have one TCP connection and have the knowledge of streams right here. Streams. If you have a stream like HTTP2, that's how HTTP2 solved the problem. You can just have a stream for every database connection, and all of a sudden, you have access to a dedicated channel that can be reserved for each client. And that's what those guys did. Now, I don't want to make this any complicated than that, but here's the thing about event store. So when I talked about a stream in gRPC speak is a channel that belongs to that same TCP connection. And you can have, I think, up to 200 streams per gRPC connection. right? And those are HTTP2 streams. And you have low-level access to them. The problem here that I don't understand in this doc, which is very, very lacking, in my opinion. It's very, very shallow, right? It's not... Scarcity is a really big thing here. They really need to work hard on the doc. It's they don't explain what a stream is here, because apparently they have this concept of a stream in event sourcing, just like Kafka, right? The idea of stream in event source is very, very overloaded. They talk about streams as if it is a Kafka topic, very similar to, as a topic. That's why you have to, oh, you can delete a stream, you can write to append to a stream, you can scroll through a stream. But when it comes to gRPC, right? gRPC, guys, is also has the idea of streams. And they have nothing to do with the streams in the database that they are discussing. So it'll be challenging. That's my limit. That's the criticism that I have for EventStoreDB. And I think they're going to struggle in explaining the difference between these two abstractions, because gRPC has stream, and now the databases also have stream, which has it's a persistent model, has nothing to do with the actual streams that are in gRPC. I'm very, very concerned when it comes to that. And because remember, guys, the database was built for two-tier architecture. That's what we originally built it for. We built it for a client that connects directly to their database and queries ad hoc information or does something and then process this information directly. But when we move to a three-tier architecture with a web server in the middle, now we have a client, which is a web server, a front end, that talks to a back end, which is the database. But guess what? It's not the main client. There are other clients that made this request. And we have the same thing with microservices, exactly the same thing, right? So now we needed another layer that kind of discriminate against those different thin clients that are making that request to the backend, the web server, right? And we came up with the pooling idea, which is awesome, which is working, but that's extremely expensive. We have so many connections that are open, closing, and all that stuff. All right, guys. And still, we need to build a database that supports natively a multiplexing protocol. All right, I'm gonna wait for it, and eventually I really need to sit down and just do the work. Right, I'm really, really excited about this, guys. And what do you think about this? gRPC, are you using gRPC? Are you using event store? Let us know, because I don't know anything about event sourcing, very, very little. So I'm gonna leave the question back to you, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. You guys stay awesome. Goodbye.